We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, last segment of the show. The old scam and the scammers, the old Annie Jackson, as it were. Last week, she had conspiracy theories that, make her quite viable to be a Donald Trump running mate, I would say. She was saying a lot of things that the old Trumpster was saying.
Well, I don't know about that, but they make her quite volatile. That's definitely sure.
Well, just like the Trumpster. I'm trying to find the... All right, so what are the categories?
All right, this week, the categories are... The perennial favorite, Mr. Davin.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah.
Has to be there.
And then I think we're going to go with fucking mafias.
Okay.
And then we're going to go with a different one, and I'm not even sure she'll bring her up, but Bitch Jennifer.
Bitch Jennifer.
All right. I'm going with 10 Mr. Davins.
Whoa. Okay.
I'm going...
That's off 18 Mr. Davins last week.
Yeah. I know. It was crazy.
I'm going to go with 7 fucking mafias.
Wow. Joe's going all in.
And I'm going to go with 5 idiot Jennifers.
No, it's not
bitch
idiot
Jennifer.
Bitch Jennifer. Basically.
Please, get your descriptive word correct.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going with 8 Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
Well, all you really need is one.
Yeah. I'm going to say 2 fucking mafias and 1 bitch Jennifer.
All right.
Yeah, I'm being conservative.
We'll let the others weigh in as I play the theme, and then you can tell us if anybody decides to make their guesses public this evening.
Scam Busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you going to call? Scam Busters!
One day I'll play the whole song on the break. That's a 4.5 minute song. I played the Trump thing. I'll play that on a break. Anybody else making their guesses?
Yes.
No?
Tom is in with 6 Mr. Davins.
Oh.
3 fucking mafias and 2 bitch Jennifers.
Ah.
Joe's girl is in with 9 Mr. Davins. 5 fucking mafias and no bitch Jennifer.
I bet Joe and Joe's girl just like game plan like the day before. Listen, not for nothing, we gotta talk. Tuesday's coming. What are you going with? And Joe says something, and Joe's girl's like, I don't think that's the way to go.
Although I don't announce the categories until we get here, so
that's
can't
true.
Happen.
Well, I don't know. That's true.
Yeah, so. Can't happen.
That's true. Maybe Joe's the pip whisperer.
Nope.
That would be
no.
The pisperer.
No, because I don't know what I'm doing until okay. We're right on top of it.
So that's all who wants to make themselves known.
Yes.
All right. This is dated May 7, 2014, and this is me in response to the things that she's telling me, all the illegal things, scammers are involved in them. She told me the sex trafficking and all that fun stuff and how they affect things globally. She went on this whole thing.
Yes, a rant.
So I go, I'm well aware of this, as is the CIA, FBI, and Pentagon. As I said, it is a process. I just helped them with something yesterday. I can't bombard them with emails. Remember, she wants me to keep on emailing them.
Right.
I need to be to the point and have verifiable proof. Theories and speculation will not do when I speak to these people. I am sure you understand. Education and media attention are the key, and I'm working on it. That's what I say to her.
Okay.
And she says, Mr. Davin!
Of course she does.
You never know the real scam! These fake documents are hard to judge because I did check the bank names. Thai woman, Jayanthi Maram, is a criminal hacker. She is good at committing crime. Remember, they killed her friend, Jimmy Jones.
That's right.
Yes, that's how this all started, who she met on the internet.
Okay.
It takes 2 years to trace them. They were not afraid. Even I called FBI head office to ask for help. Then they impersonate FBI, which makes me feel sick. I did call FBI, and this is why Brown Cotton contacted me. She's all around it.
The impersonator.
Oh,
and that's why Brown Cotton contacted
me.
She's everywhere but there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is the real mail from me to Brown Cotton. Brown Cotton knows me at my personality, and I am straight honest. I am not happy with him because he is...
A fucking liar.
Fucking liar.
A fucking idiot.
Number
1. Why are my scammers pro? See the documents, playing with the signatures and barcode. Number 2, I have another fake document with ink stamp, and it is hard to judge it.
Wait. Barcode?
I don't know.
She's
maybe
got a document with barcode?
Maybe they got it at Walmart. They rung it up. I don't know.
Dear God.
Fake docs.
But the next paragraph with the ink stamp, and what does she say about the ink stamp?
It's an ink stamp, and it's hard to judge it. We've seen her, some of her...
But here's the thing. It's hard to judge it. We laughed our asses off. At the ones that we saw.
That we did see.
Some would say we're cold and insensitive. But yes, I do recall laughter abounding.
They were pathetic.
Yes. Number 3, the documents sent by Brown Cotton are real with real ink stamps, which is why the real customs officer stamps.
Uh-huh.
Right. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are real, but they are very stupid, and this is what I know.
The know they're real, but they're stupid.
Do you have a sense of feeling sorry for her during this?
Sometimes.
Right there, you laugh because it's funny. You're stupid. Because I'm terrible, but you do have a feeling bad for her. They're not real.
Yeah, but she just can't bridge that gap.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Brown, Khan, and Eric Bohr are real, but they are very stupid, and this is what I know. I sent this mail to tell Brown about Asia Mafia, and I think he understands what I'm talking about. Miller told me the truth. In the very beginning, he did not know Brown, Khan, and I introduced Brown to Miller and Green.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just imagine three separate statements? Go, you know what? We should work together like this.
Yeah.
We're going to be the super friends of douchebaggery.
Yeah. You probably all got together. Hey, look, let me get your email. Hey, look.
I don't know. We saw the guy. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Super friends of douchebaggery. I thought that was us.
Could be.
Yeah.
Comment.
New
slogan. Super friends
of douchebaggery.
Hooray.
Dun dun dun. Comment. I do know how the scammers scam people, and they did threaten me a lot. Brown was very suspicious of me in the very beginning, and I did tell him that I had to save money for the funds transfer fees while I was totally broke, and then he perked up.
he perked up.
Go on.
Go on.
Funds
he perked up.
No, she didn't write that.
Oh, okay.
But he would have done.
Yes. Brown Cotton never knows how the victims suffer. I am suffering, and I want to say I will never get healed. I have a family now, and I must work till I die. Which is something Joe supports. Work hard till I die. That is a good old work, American work ethic. Now Joe likes Ann Jackson.
Good old Japanese work ethic.
Joe, she can immigrate. Yeah. She knows the American way.
Come here and work till you die.
Yes. God bless America.
I really, really hope they're not putting it on brochures. Come here and work till you die.
That could be why immigration is down. It's not much of a slogan. You just see the Statue of Liberty and right next to the Statue of the Grim Reaper. Let's see. Work till I die to pay for the debts, because Brown, Cotton, Eric Bohr, Miller, and Green also destroy me a lot. The way they did is the same as Pedro and Jorinthy Marum. So she's thinking she got scammed again. Well, they did to her, because remember, that was the first time she was a victim.
Right.
Which has sent her on this horrible path where she's fallen for everything. Same as mafias. I do not need to lie, and I don't need to hide. There's no difference from them and the real scammers. Same as mafia, same. Please send this one to the Pentagon.
There's no difference from them and the real scammers.
Right.
And the real scammers.
So here's some documents that she attached and sent to me.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll read them and pass them around for your perusal.
I can only imagine.
I didn't really research them very much, to be honest with you.
Oh, boy, dittos.
Yeah, well, you know what? It didn't take much to research the other ones either.
Dittos.
Piss the dittos around.
All right, 70s child.
Do they smell like
you
that?
You got the reference.
No, I did. I'm old, too. Old enough for a finger up my butt, according to self.
Yes, you are.
Let's see. This comes from the Bank Negara Malaysia, Central Bank of Malaysia. Directorate of Certificate Procurement, dated March 24th, 2011, for the attention of Aeon Bank Manager Bandar Sri Aman Branch Officer Sarawak.
Esquire.
Yeah.
Reapplication for tax fund clearance certificate in favor of Miss... I don't know who this woman is. With account number, and gives the account number. I don't know why this got sent to Anne, because this is not...
Does it have anything to do with her?
Does not appear to be any of the names that Anne has used.
Hmm.
And there are things...
This is a menu from a bistro in Tokyo. What the hell is
that? No, it's really... It's actually written pretty well. Hmm. We use this medium to acknowledge the receipt of your officer's inquiry. Office's inquiry dated 23rd March 2011. On the possibility of obtaining tax fund clearance certificate for the year 2011 to cover net worth of 818... Wait a second.
Just a minute.
There's extra... All right, I'm going to read this as it is, but there's extra... dots. What's this period in math?
Ellipse?
No, a period
that's
in math.
That's what's on your face.
Like a decimal point. That's the word.
In math. Oh, sorry. I didn't hear that part.
U.S. 818,540 period 00 period 00. I've never seen extra zero zeros. For
Never in my bank account.
Well, you see the zeros in front of the
decimal. There's plenty of zeros. Yeah.
818,540 United States dollars belonging to a certified individual, and then that's whited out. So this was typed originally.
Mm-hmm.
In the inquiry memo, it was stated that a total sum of, again, with the extra 818,540, with the extra decimal points, is contained in her personal account with Aeon Bank Bandar Sri Aman Sarak, Malaysia.
Esquire.
And the fund on hold by the bank, Negara Malaysia, Central Bank of Malaysia, for insufficient supporting documents and for proper verification to ensure that said amount was legitimately acquired, does not involve in any irregularities or of the ASEAN, A-S-E-A-N Financial Regulation Act.
A-S-E-A-N.
Oh. We have analyzed your inquiry and decide to further explain the tendency of issuing the requested certificate and also requirements needed. The said certificate will be issued only for its intended usage as proposed by the governmental body. And what a body it is. Any further usage will render the document void.
Can I interrupt you for a second? The governmental body, if it's being issued by a country, it would say the country of or the origin of. They wouldn't say a governmental body. That's a vague term on a legal paper.
It is.
Yeah, rather. But you know what? Sometimes some of these things go back in time and they just become the legalese that everybody uses, like a template. Mm. And they are that vague sometimes. Mm.
Any further usage will render the document void. In order to begin the process, we believe your office is fully aware of ASEAN, Bilateral Certificate Procurement Act, which rightly state that all financial certificate procurement attracts an obligatory mandatory fee of $32,500, which must be paid prior to the issuance of the certificate. Now, here's where I got to call a little bullshit here. I don't really know.
a little bullshit is a whole heap.
But, I mean, it sounds pretty good compared to what a lot of these sound like, but that should be a percentage. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're, it should be like a percentage of the fee.
Could you read that? Could you read that again? I'm sorry. Now that you stated your opinion, I just want to hear that.
Any further usage will render the document void. In order to begin the process, we believe your office is fully aware of ASEAN, Bilateral Certificate Procurement Act. Hey, Joe's Girl, why don't you get on that so you could be two for two tonight? You already got one of them, which helped us. Get on that there, Joe's Girl.
Yeah, like, what the heck does that mean?
I don't know. ASEAN, Bilateral Certificate Procurement Act. Sounds fancy. Which rightly state that all financial certificate procurement attracts an obligatory mandatory fee of $32,500, which must be paid prior to the issuance of the certificate.
ASEAN is the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
Okay.
So there. I mean, there's some sensibleness.
Who did that? You or Joe's Girl?
I did.
Good job, Pip.
Thank you.
Little tardy there, Joe's Girl.
Well, don't forget she's at work.
You think I accept excuses? They'll wait. We're working over here.
Well, you do if you're making a website, yeah.
Endlessly.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You know, he was about to get mad. And he was like, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get mad
at all. But you looked like, right.
Oh, I wasn't getting mad at it. Oh. You called a spade a spade. We hereby inform your office that before the certificate can be issued for its intended usage, a total fee of $32,500 United States dollars only must be received by this ministry. In addition, two certified attorney within the ASEAN must sign an attestation, attesting to the good use of fund by the above-named applicant.
Now, you mentioned a percentage, but sometimes...
They didn't mention a percentage.
Right. But what I'm saying is sometimes when you do a fee, if you're filing something with that...
Yeah, but it's not $32,000. It's like $25. Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's set fees. Oh. Nobody has a set fee of $32,000.
Well, like I said, I was going back to what you were saying, a percentage, because like I said, Joanne and I are going, you know, we went to the mediator. It's a side story, but when we're talking to the lawyer, you know, the mediator, he's going, all right, well, you got to file with the clerk. The clerk is this amount. Then you're going to file with the County of Suffolk, which is this amount.
Yeah, but it's not $32,000.
But what I'm saying, Dab, is this. It wasn't a percentage. It was a set fee.
Set fees, yeah.
You know, so
I know that. But I'm talking about it. It's never a $32,000
fee. But no disrespect, you mentioned percentage before. So
because when you're talking about this type of money,
yeah,
it's got to be a percentage. $818,000, yeah. which is we need to pay 5% tax on that. That's what it should be. It shouldn't be like, oh, you want to file something? Oh, well, you want to get $800 in back fees, but that's going to cost you $32,500. It makes no sense. Yeah, that was my point.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're talking this type of money.
That doesn't sound right at all.
Yeah.
At least there should be a scale.
Is it
U.S.?
Yeah, U.S. dollars.
All right.
In acceptance for the applicant to proceed with the application to obtain the certificate, we have enclosed a copy of the application form and invoice as subjected by this ministry. Yours sincerely, Ying Dr. Raminter Bahudin. That's the name.
I wouldn't.
So.
He yelled at me that time for being Dr. Wawing Chow. I wasn't asking for $32,000.
I know, really.
And he told me to turn it down. Tone it down. This guy
here. Off on a cheap.
This guy here, a weirder name, and he's asking for a lot of cash.
That's so bizarre.
So here's the certificate procurement payment invoice. And it says listed below is the cost for issuance, tax fund clearance certificates for the fiscal year 2011, and clerk's charges for the preparation. It gives a breakdown. The tax fund clearance certificate fee is $32,500. Preparation of clerk's papers, 20 pages at $5 per page, is $100. And transmittal charges, $400. Total cost, $32,500. So, yeah, you can look at this.
Wow, you know, and this name at the bottom, that really is a mouthful. But the other thing
is... Asian, probably not.
not from some games we've played. No, probably.
No.
Odds are against it.
Their flagpole is not very high in Burton.
But the thing is that this is really badly typed out when you see the total sum of U.S. dollar sign,
yeah, but
U.S.
Remember,
dollar sign.
But you got to remember, it's not their first language.
No. Well, I know.
So why wouldn't
it
be written in...
But it's written in English. And,
sort of.
You know, sort of. And even if it isn't your first language, I mean, your business paperwork would be properly done. This is... Really bad.
And Bank Negara, Malaysia, 2011, all rights reserved. Is that on having a copy of something? An official
I think, no, you order forms. You order legal forms.
Yeah, but...
Never seen with barcodes before, but...
Doesn't mean they don't exist. I'm not looking at
that
one.
No, I got that one.
Okay, but
this is the Directorate of Certificate Procurement.
This is just really...
Which is weird. Now, I'm looking at the breakdown. It's $32,500, but there's nothing for taxes.
And nobody writes... dates like this.
Well,
24th
yeah, they do. Yeah.
March? No, you do write it in that order, but not 24th
again,
March.
I'll let that slide, but...
No, I won't.
Come on, you were law. You
that
don't,
worked out.
Yeah, but you don't do that.
I don't know. I wasn't law in Malaysia.
This is really odd.
It is. I don't know what to make of it.
No.
I think it's for cock, but the red flag for me... is the flat sum of $32,500.
Well, yeah, I mean, they came up with these bizarro numbers, but also the fact that there are such obvious typos in this paper. Not to say that that doesn't happen, but...
It does. It was time to proofread.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. We're only looking at, you know, 18,000 whatever, with extra decimal points. It's just so bad. Look at this one, Joe. You see what I'm talking about when they've got the numbers and like U.S. number sign, I mean dollar sign, and then 18,540.00.00. It's ridiculous.
No, this is not.
No, it's ridiculous. I mean, this one that I'm looking at with the barcode on it has. I mean, okay, they tried to put the logo of the bank in the background of the form. That's not so badly done. But this is a computer-generated invoice. Do not require signature. That's not proper English either. You'd think that somebody, if this is a form, you know, that they're going to be using over and over again, that it would at least be in proper English.
Oh, I mean,
English.
If you look at it, you see things are whited out.
Not the one that I'm looking at. Oh, yes. Yes.
You look closely. Things are whited out.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't know. If Ann did that, I don't know what the deal is.
Right. Payer name, whited out name. This is really strange. You know, not having anything to put
against.
I
think it's BS. It's just kind of interesting, though.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. The fact that they're going to the point of coming up with these, you know, faked documents, at least they're... They're trying.
They're better than the other ones.
Yeah, they are better than the other ones. The other ones were really laughable.
Yeah.
These, at least, you have to, you know, you have to look at them for a little while. And also, she doesn't have the benefit of being a native English speaker, and she would spot those things that are not normal.
Now, upon getting this with the letterhead, if you were somebody that was claiming to be onto scammers and have people under you, wouldn't you call the bank and go over that?
I would.
It's on their fee.
You'd
Hi.
Think.
Wouldn't you call the bank? You know, I'm going to question why it's $32,000. I'm going to call the bank.
But for her, this just verifies that there are these fees and everybody's been wrong. That's what she's looking for from this. That that you do have to pay these fees to get your money, which is kind of a lot of money to pay before you get anything.
Yeah.
And then combine that with the fact that she's never gotten anything makes me think BS. But she wouldn't know that ahead of time, per se.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Better than a lot of the ones I've seen. But yeah, I would call.
Oh, yeah.
So then she sends an email that she wrote to Mr. Eric of the internal Interpol of Paris.France@Europe.com, because that's their real email address. Dear Mr. Eric, this is what I sent to IC3 Mr. Brown, because he is on my case, and he knows the whole well.
The whole well?
I don't know if we just switched gears. This might be from 50 Shades of Grey, this dialogue. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Get that porn music on again.
No, it's written too well. It's not. He sent my money back, funds transfer, but there was so much trouble with funds transfer, he paid the money for me, too.
Okay.
Then she writes to, the subject of this email is the inside story about the Asian mafia. And she's sending it to Brown and to some fake, some other fake people, including Miller, although it says Harrison. Name says Harrison, but he's going by Miller. And Green Parker, Yahoo. Dear Mr. Brown. Last year, I told you about some Asian mafia. I think maybe you believe what I said to you. Why not? He just wants the money. First, I need to explain about what Asian mafia do here. Number one, they have their own banks. We call it financial banks, which people cannot get loan from normal banks, and they offer high interesting rates.
High interest, she wrote that. High interest.
Much better than those high boring rates.
This sounds like a fun bank. They have high interest.
It's like if Donald Trump were to like give you a loan and charge you 25%. You go, well, it's high, but it is very interesting.
Very.
There's a lot to talk about.
Well, you had
about.
To pay it back in fig leaves, you know? That's interesting.
They need money to run the organizations. Number two, they sell drugs. Number three, doing business like prostitution.
Okay.
Well, they've been fucking you.
So here's a little backstory here, because remember, we were trying to figure out how she got into this.
Yeah.
So here we go. I was selling kids' play tents, and Jimmy told me he knew the secret to make my products hit. She was selling toys.
Yeah.
Remember, Jimmy's the one that she met on the internet, mm-hmm. who she became friends
That's
with.
That's the guy that got killed.
Yes, Joe.
So to speak, in our little world, yes. Yes.
Or as
yes.
we would say, written out.
I understand. Funny. Funny. You get that one.
Written
right.
out.
Funny.
Jimmy told me he knew the secret to make my products hit. My products have patents around the world.
Woo!
He also wanted to invest business in Asia. Jimmy told me that he wanted to buy my products, about two containers, and paid the cash. This conversion might be hacked. This conversation might be hacked. He would bring cash, 500,000 GBP. Is that Ghanaian money?
GBP. I don't know. Let me see.
And this is why he looked for the info. And there is no limit to bring cash to pass through Singapore. I asked the staff in Taiwan, and I was waiting for him there. And we would like to go straight to the factory in Taiwan. I did report it to the company. We'll be right over. Her motive. She wanted to use my name to get the whole Jimmy's money. This is why she killed him and then scammed me. I think we're talking about Gerinthi over here. Then she can use the money to run their financial banks. Thai politics was not stable. Some politician used pro-killers to kill enemies, so they will hire killers. If you watch Steven Seagal's movies, maybe you can understand it.
Oh, my God. GBP is British pound.
Okay. Well, you know, we were talking about fiction before.
But watch Steven Seagal movies. I want to go back to Anne. They're awful. You ever see his movies? Ugh, P.U.
Don't hate on him, how old man with a ponytail.
All right.
This woman needs money, too, because she must raise some staffs. Not how most women raise staffs, but whatever.
Yes.
This is why she targeted Jimmy and me. Number two, Ty also is famous for selling drugs. This is why she has ambitions. I don't know.
I just looked at Davin like, huh? But that doesn't translate on the radio.
This Thai woman is very pro at making fake documents. I talked back to her many times.
Stop. What is she?
Famous for making documents.
Okay, yes, I think we saw some of her handiwork 5 minutes ago.
She told him no one can talk back to her because she can kill people. That Pedro said the same thing to me when he pretended to be FBI overall chief in Asia.
Why would the FBI say that?
Well, he was pretending. She knows. She knows that I really did international trade, and I can define the documents. Compared to African scammers, she is so pro. As opposed to being so raven.
Oh.
All right. Please look at some documents she made. Not all gonna hit. I could show you all of the documents and you would be shocked because she is so good.
Ooh, okay.
First, I will notice the name and odd. Most of the formal documents are really simple or with ink stamps. Number one, invoice using barcode. So she must have hacked some bank documents in Malaysia or had a photocopy machine.
You're no kidding.
I added that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But we kind of got an answer on the barcode then.
Real documents are simple. She did it well. Application form. Application forms and other forms with mail address, phone number, or a real office address. It is easy to be cheated. Number four. All the funds transfers like what I did last year with Mr. David. Nothing is different. Bank lawyer, affidavit, and then the last time in tax clearances. African scammers are not good at making documents or IDs. That seems to be all right with you.
Pull the wool over your eyes.
Yeah, you bought it.
Her real conspiracy. She wanted to get all of Jimmy's money by using my ID and then came to Japan to meet me to get money and then killed me. This is why she always told me that Jimmy left money to me in the bank and asked me to apply for it. And this is why she went to UK and tried to divert funds. Also, she has connection with financial banks. That Thai woman is damn it pro-criminal.
Damn it pro-criminal.
That Thai woman is damn it pro-criminal, and I hope she can vomit all the truth.
Is she one of my cats?
She's looking for a vomitorium.
Here's a hairball of truth.
What a great slogan. Hairball of truth.
Note to Joe in 2017, name of clip.
The hairball of truth.
Meanwhile, in 2017, I'm like, well, wherever I'll be. Hey, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, really. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Oh, my God. She's... Wow.
You can see all the fake documents she sent to me. I have to say, she really knows it well. But I think we're seeing a little bit of a background here.
Yeah.
Like, this was supposed to be like a trade, and then they killed off the Jimmy.
We're right. Starting to see it's like the origins of this.
It's like the prequels.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like when Anakin was a young boy. Mm. Not as good, but you understand how he became Darth Vader. You understand how Anne became turned.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was scammed.
Yes.
And she thought she knew best.
And you could see in a legit way, a guy, she sells these child's tents.
Well, he wanted to buy them from her.
Right.
He's going to come to Japan.
It seems like a simple business venture.
Right.
As a business, you know, this isn't a situation where she was lonely and she was being gullible because she was lonely and she needed to feed that need. Right. It was a business deal.
She was trying to do some business.
Something that if we had a bit, and you saw something, you would go it, you'd. You
investigate
know,
it
investigate
a little,
it, use a little bit more caution, but you could see that she went in as a business person, but not as a person that needed an emotional need filled.
But once again, her hubris gets the best of her, because she thinks she knows best.
Right.
But yeah, but this happens to a lot. This happens to Craigslist anywhere. Yeah. You know, people get scammed in business transactions all the time, so it's not like, oh, you silly fool.
No, no.
This just opened the door to the other shenanigans that she would become a part of and become a victim of.
Right.
But I think it's very interesting. All right, so let's see. Do you want to do any more or you want to get out of here? What do you want to do? It's late.
We can do a couple more pages.
Yeah.
All right, so. Mr. Davin!
Oh, there we go. At least two.
Today I found this news, and I did not notice it. You could see what I predicted is right. To see the world situation and to know the scam, the ball busting blue. Oh. There are many scammers from Pakistan and India. Some of them hired Joe to show up as Santa Claus.
somebody stiffed them $5.
And this is why we want you to go home. Trump is right. India's economy is going up. Japan is going slow now due to the political issues, corrupted politicians, and unstable political situations. The scams go more severely. With foreign combat troops preparing to leave Afghanistan, India has agreed to supply the country with military equipment. I don't know this for being true at all.
Yeah.
Guest columnist Ahmed Rashid says the move risks raising tensions. India's decision, this is the column, India's decision last week to pay for arms and equipment from Russia to boost the strength of the Afghan National Army. Because I can see Russia sending Afghanistan military. Because that's what that's going on. Sure, why not? That worked out well for Russia.
Yeah, yeah, no hard feelings, guys.
Yeah, and so it worked out well for us, too, supplying them with that. You know how many problems it would be if we would just leave Afghanistan alone? I mean, because we funded Bin Laden in the 80s. Reagan was giving them all sorts of equipment. That didn't backfire on us.
How about we stop giving them weapons?
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them.
You know, sometimes it's like if we had something to use more than oil. And we were
using Afghanistan to fight Russia. Mm-hmm. That wasn't about oil.
Whole reason we're in that area, that region, is for oil.
Well, Afghanistan's different. Afghanistan's not the Middle East. There's no oil there.
Yeah, but still.
Afghanistan, we were fighting a proxy war with the Soviet Union at the time.
Yeah.
So we decided, we'll give you some extra weapons. This won't hurt us in any way.
I actually didn't realize that.
And we trained them, and that didn't hurt us at all.
Turn around.
Yeah. could be a dramatic game changer in the region, as well as a step fraught with escalation of regional rivalries. Pakistan is almost certain to look critically at the deal and accuse India, its rival, of trying to outflank it. For the last years, India has tactfully declined to say yes to Afghan President Hamid Karzai's repeated pleas for the Indian supply of heavy weapons for the ANA, I guess that's Afghan National Army, such as long-range artillery tanks and aircraft. Under U.S. supervision and payment, the Russians recently supplied the tiny Afghan Air Force with Russian-made M-17 helicopters, which the forces of the Northern Alliance used for many years in the war against the Taliban.
Interesting. Yeah.
Ball-busting blue. Notice, do not forget Russian President Putin is from KGB. I did tell you, and this is why I see through. Scam is a very good way to raise funds, and they can steal money from the banks or making fake websites. Maybe I should hire one. And scamming people by building the global
Your website
network.
Is done, comrade. Only took 3 weeks.
You find me this man.
I will. We need to.
By building a global network, even using the cyber attack to steal info and sell info is all good income. Blah, damn it all red. There are many scammers from Ukraine. I think she meant Ukraine.
Ukraine. They all come out of the urinal.
Ukraine.
They bring urine cakes. It's always nice to bring a gift.
Better than a fruitcake.
Don't bite into that. Don't.
You know, you've had a fruitcake? I'd rather bite a urinal cake.
Now I know what to get you. Yeah. These countries are very corrupted. Back to ball busting blue. The war will happen soon. Why?
I like this. These countries are very corrupted. Who would put it that in obvious green?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Obvious green.
Number one, the U.S. dominates the world so long with powerful economy and good weapons and high tech.
Damn it.
Number two, the developing countries like China, Russia, and India will be the next ones that they will catch up the economy due to the largest population and natural source. Number three, Boko Haram is just the one who is like Bin Laden, Islamist, and they are going extremely Islamist. She's right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to world events, she's pretty spot on.
I know.
Nobody knows cut and paste like Anne does.
Yeah.
but it is frightening that she has... actually is making some sense when she goes into the
that's the interesting thing here where you go she's an idiot, oh what a buffoon, and then she goes into public events and is so spot on, it's scary.
Yes,
I see.
So she's not an I'm sorry Deb, she's not an idiot.
No,
she's not.
I never said
she
was an idiot.
I know. But
we're realizing this.
The perception is there that she is from all her writings.
Yeah.
But she is very educated.
Yeah.
But lack of common sense.
I am seeing a cabinet position in the Trump administration. At least ambassador to Japan. Because she knows of these scammer ways. Can you imagine that meeting?
Oh, no. No. No!
Two people who don't think they're ever wrong. It would be awesome.
Yeah. You fucking mafia, Trump!
Listen, you're going to be the best ambassador we've ever had. We're going to have some sushi. It's going to be great sushi. I know sushi. I don't like my sushi raw, but it's going to be great sushi. And I'm hiring you for this.
You so-called Donald Trump!
Now get out. But before you do, back rub.
That's not what he wants rubbed.
He's a married man. A little decorum.
Yeah.
Number three. We did number three. Back to ball busting blue. One more thing. McDonald, Wham-Mart.
Wham,
wake me up before you go.
They just sell gay shit from the 80s. Like a keyboard.
Guitars, aisle three.
Everything's fluorescent pink and yellow and green.
Oh, my God.
Parachute bams, aisle five. Wake me up before you go.
You can meet, what is his name, Andy Ridgely?
Andrew Ridgely.
Andrew Ridgely.
Yeah, he's the Wham-Mart greeter.
Yeah, that's actually a little true.
Also the Pete Best of Wham.
Yes. Now on this show, it's
also known
called,
as Poor Bastard.
It's been called Malmart and now Wham-Mart.
Wham-Mart. That's my favorite.
It sounds like a sex toy place.
Yeah.
We should go get some strap-ons at Wham-Mart.
Like Joe's beard.
And McDonald.
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 Not McDonald, McDonald.
She said that. Is that like out of Coming to America?
Welcome, McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Are the top leading companies with strong economy in the world. Not anymore. They are 5A1. IBM and Intel is 5A2. Once Toyota was in that list, 5A2. You could see why the scammers want to use the high tech to scam people. High tech is one of the most important methods to get funds. Now to red. The Yahoo boys, that's the scammers. Try to, that's what they're called, Yahoo boys, because they go on Yahoo Messenger.
Yahoo boys.
The Yahoo boys try to scam people on net because it is the young boys who have the dream to be millionaire, and they know it is the way to get income, and it is hard for the police to arrest them.
That's her saying all this?
Yes, that is her saying all that.
Okay, so she understands all that about scammers, and yet she still thinks she's speaking to government officials and the head of the UN.
Again, it's her hubris. She can't. She like it couldn't possibly happen to me. Right. It happened to me the first time because this guy, this one's very good.
Yeah,
it's not happening to me again. I've researched.
There is a line between your emotional rationale mm-hmm. and your regular rationale. She's a very educated person. Mm-hmm. When something comes on to a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
That dissipates.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, my mom, God rest her soul, it wasn't a scammer. My mom is an extremely intelligent, bright woman. She had the answer for everything. But when she was dating this guy, I mean, and when broke up, she was acting very irrational with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where yeah, very, very smart, intellectual, far, but and it come but on the emotional side, it's just Dodge City, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we've done enough show.
Yeah,
we got more. We got much more for May 7th.
Wow.
What are the totals?
That's
tonight?
A treasure trove. All we had was two Mr. Devons and no fucking mafias. Bitch, Jennifer wasn't even brought up. So I mean, the closest we got, the lowest Mr. Devon was Tom, and you know the. Actually, bitch Jennifer, Joe's girl said zero. So that's the
there
closest
you go,
we got.
Girl.
And I was closest with fucking mafias because I said two and there was nothing. So it was really, really, I picked the categories badly.
Well, I mean, it was a lot of origin story.
Yeah.
A lot of information. Again, Anne revealing that she's not a dope.
Right. Less her ranting. So that usually brings up these categories.
Yeah.
So this was a tough one to call.
But I think we're getting a more complete picture of Anne now.
Yeah.
Which, you know, all these months of doing this.
Well, the interesting part is that we got how she got involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
We also found out it was not in the act of love or anything like that. It started as a business transaction.
Right.
We also found out that she is a very educated woman, very spot on with a lot of things going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to these scammers, that's where the logic leaves due to an emotional support that she needs in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be on the money, and then when she got scammed, it went all downhill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because obviously...
I think she had a break. I think she had a mental break.
It seems like it.
That's, and that's what I've been saying for a while.
Yeah, well, here's she's well-read.
We did that interview, I believe it's the woman from Australia.
Yep.
Now with her, she was another successful businesswoman.
Yes.
Very intelligent, very astute, mm-hmm. but and that emotional connection all went out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Anne has fallen for every scam in the book. That woman fell for like one.
But nonetheless, right. on the generalizing, it's the same MO.
Yeah, but she also realized that she had made a mistake. And
well, that you see that
Anne's not getting
that.
It.
But yeah, and that's the key thing. This other woman realized it, but Anne is getting it, not getting it, getting it, not
yeah.
getting
She's
it, getting
now.
It, not getting
She's
it.
She's not getting it. She's not getting it.
Trucker Tom called this segment Anne Jackson before the lunacy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I like it.
That might be what the segment's called. Way to go. Not the first time Tom's called the segment. A lot of the scammer clips Tom's had some input on.
Yes, yes.
All right, kids. Let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire.
Yes.
There's a debate, which I'm missing right now, where I could be live Facebook and tweeting at the insanity that I love so much.
So you chose this insanity instead of that insanity for
sure,
this
I can control this insanity. I can't control what those lunatics are going to say.
You think you controlled this?
I think I did.
Yes.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course! We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, office wedding party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the also-popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesprinting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And this one is going to be a good one, January 22nd, from All Cop 2 and the new HBO series Vinyl, Chris Monty. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by going to portobello.com, that is portobellonj.com, or calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions for all your entertainment needs. A Santa Claus, a comedian, for your home, for your business party, for your restaurant. Give us a call. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. And, of course, sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip, do you want to promote that Blank Fest again? Or
yeah, Blank Fest. It's going to be held Sunday, December 21st, and it'll be at Hudson House on Main Street in Nyack, New York. It's a great benefit. It goes all day. Musicians get in together to prompt people to come in with a blanket, and those blankets are distributed to the homeless in New York on Christmas Eve. So it's a good event. It's a lot of fun, and come down. If you're in the area, come down with a blanket. That's the price of admission, and enjoy the music.
Sounds lovely. This weekend, Saturday, December 19th, Joe and I are going to Poughkeepsie, New York.
That's right.
Pinch yourself.
Ow!
We're doing two wonderful shows at Carmine's Comedy Club. Carmine's Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie, New York. You want to go to carminescomedyclub.com, carminescomedyclub.com. I know we have some fans coming out, so that'll be nice to see them, chat with them, meet and greet. Going to be fun.
Yep.
Should be a good time. We going together?
No.
Okay, go fuck myself.
No, I don't.
No, I will not.
It's out of the way to get here and then go to Poughkeepsie.
All right.
I go right into the right up the Taconic.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I already had something planned that I can't go to that.
Really,
that
did you?
That is actually my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Should we serenade her?
Yes.
You sing. Pretend like you're Santa Claus and it's a bunch of Pakistanis.
Happy birthday to you.
You.
Happy birthday.
I'm echoing.
Happy birthday to you.
You.
Happy birthday, Pip Helix.
Helix.
Happy birthday to you.
You.
Yay.
How old are you now?
You don't ask somebody this old how old. I'm actually 51.
Oh, you don't look a day over 50.
No. Thank you. I know.
You look good. You're very well preserved.
Thank you. It's all that oil of Olay that I lie in every night. What? What? Oil of Olay. It's supposed to be the good thing that keeps you looking younger.
Yeah.
Olé.
Joe, you almost look like you were going to vomit. What's
I almost
going
did,
on
yeah.
On that note. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, please keep on listening. We'll see you next week.
Oh, boy.